You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Lived Experience Leadership Conference in Birmingham. We've just been to a very interesting workshop regarding, well, the power of adaption, all about the use of technology and various things to solve different challenges. Joining me now are the people that have led the workshop, Mark Evans from RNIB and Darren Pascal from Guide Dogs. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So before we kind of talk about a little accessibility question, Mark, can you give us a bit of a summary of what the workshop was about?
So the workshop is an education overview to blend understanding of how we actually use our technology on a daily basis, including our screen reading, our magnification, and also our AI. But also, more than that, how we will adapt or use the technology to adapt into real-life situations. So that could be anything from even getting to here, for example.
Darren, one of the questions you've asked during the workshop was about an accessibility challenge that we've all had. And we've all mentioned one of our challenges and how we solved it. Can you share one of yours that you've had and how you managed to identify the right solution for you to solve it?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'd say is that obviously none of us want to ever be facing accessibility challenges, and I don't think it's reasonable to expect that we really should be. In an ideal world, everything needs to be accessible, and I think that should still be an end goal for everybody.
Agreed.
In the meantime, while we are in this interim state of things not being as accessible as they ought to be, are there things we can do in the meantime? There certainly are. So the example I shared was about getting a PDF that had been sent to me by email. I couldn't access the PDF, but it had key information in there that I needed to be able to obtain. And so the workaround that I found for that was to ask Copilot to extract the information from the PDF, tell me what was in there, which it did with very commendable efficiency, and gave me the information that I needed, which then meant that I could carry on. So, simple things. I think as well as the example, what was really great about this workshop is getting the conversation going, because we all face these challenges, right? And it might be that somebody's got an answer, somebody's got a suggestion that might help somebody else. So I think there are definitely there's guidance, there's education, experts in the room like Mark, there are things we found out.
Takes one to know one, mate.
Yeah.
You're taking credit from yourselves there.
Yeah. But, there are obviously things that we'll have discovered, but nobody knows everything, right? So the more of us that we have in the room, virtual or otherwise, that are part of the conversation, the greater opportunity that we have to be able to find the solutions and maybe discover workarounds that we would never have previously thought of. So, yeah, it was that was an example, but it was far more about trying to cultivate a bit of conversation and mutual exploration.
Mark, when it comes to this workshop, what are you hoping will be people's takeaways after this workshop, whether it's regarding Copilot specifically that we've seen demonstrated, which I've learnt a lot about because it's not something I use myself because of not knowing much about it, or about having these conversations, as Darren mentioned, in general, what are you hoping will be some takeaways that people have?
I guess for me, first and foremost, sharing that knowledge cross-sector to sort of bring up everybody across the different charity sector, the partners that are here today, so that everybody's kind of got access to the tool, so it helps the equilibrium of our learning and levels up the playing field for everybody, because again, we have to work harder and a bit smarter from the point of being visually impaired, I always think, and if this can help sort of bridge that gap for us, then brilliant. But it's also exciting as well. Talking as a trainer and talking personally, it's one of the sexier things I get to train on, so why wouldn't I be enthusiastic about it, and why wouldn't I give people different options and ways to work through? So for me, there's quite a few different things to take away from it, but the fact that it's there for people know what it is, as I say, to explore and to see if it's useful for them. Because ultimately, with AI, it's about finding the right tool and using it in the right way, obviously, with our policies and procedures in mind.
And I think what was important that was mentioned is that there's no wrong solution, because every solution is, you know, suitable to different people. Some people prefer one thing over another. And the good thing is to have that choice. I think for me, it's all about having the choice of solutions, and that choice is getting ever greater. Darren, what would be a takeaway you would want to share with people?
Well, I would say that exactly, Qubit, is that there will be usually multiple ways of being able to address or come at a challenge or approach. And I think it's about discovering what it is that works for you in the time that you are facing that challenge. You know, sometimes it might be looking for AI to see if there might be a way that AI might be able to overcome the challenges, as I attempted with the example I shared. Sometimes it might be as simple as going back to whoever it was who sent you the PDF and sort of saying, well, wait a minute, do you have an alternative version of this? You know, so sometimes it's technical, sometimes it's more about the relationships with one another, with people, with those who we're working with. But to know that there are usually multiple ways of being able to move forward. And so I think that awareness, and I think that the subline that we kind of had with the workshop, power of adaption, but also navigating technology with clarity and confidence. Now, I think if there's one thing that I really hope we're all going to be able to take away from the session, it's hopefully a sense of greater confidence in our abilities to be able to face whatever challenges we're facing, regardless of the extent to which those challenges are being caused by the technology that we have at our disposal. You know, because ultimately, we are an extremely creative bunch. Yeah, this conference is all about harnessing the power of lived experience and giving us the chance to maybe reframe some of those thoughts and kind of consider to what extent the lived experience and shared lived experience that we have is actually an advantage. So I think having the opportunity to grow in our mutual confidence when faced with these scenarios, I really hope that folks will definitely be experiencing that.
Fantastic. Mark Evans from RNIB and Darren Pascal from Guide Dogs, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.